Welcome to the Unlimited Mindset, how to have more success, time, freedom, and peace of mind with your host, Camilla Kahlberg. Are you ready for an easier way to create a great life? Learn to shift what no longer serves you. On the Unlimited Mindset, you develop understanding, awareness, and knowledge of being consciously aware. Camilla knows firsthand what results you can achieve when you commit yourself. She is the trusted advisor to successful leaders in the pharmaceutical industry with the desire to share what she knows with you. You are your own leader. Everything starts and ends with you. If you're ready to commit consistently and grow your mind, join in. The Unlimited Mindset starts now.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon. Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Unlimited Mindset. If you've been following me for a while and tuning in, you know the energy I've been vibrating on. But today I'm even more excited because I have a good friend, a client of mine, Shannon Jones, with me today. The reason why Shannon is here is I'm going to talk about something that people talk about in quiet rooms, or maybe just to themselves. But really, what they long is to create, I have more meaning in their lives. Meaningful lives, lives where people feel fulfilled, they're obsessed. That's the people I work with, and I want to be in the rooms with these amazing women and men, where they come to that level of plateau in their career, where now they're ready to pass on their wisdom to the next generations and help organizations become more successful, achieve greatest results for their wisdom. So remember to get pen and paper because we're going to dive deep. How to achieve or find your highest point of contribution or your full potential, that pure potentiality. That's what we're going to talk about today. But let me first get you on, Shannon, and welcome so much. I'm so excited to be that you're here with me. Shortly introduce yourself to our listeners around the globe.
Well, first, Camilla, thank you so much for having me on today. I am so grateful and so honored and really excited to share with your audience. But for anyone who's watching, my name is Shannon Jones, and I am a diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging subject matter expert, if you will. And I work in the biospace and pharmaceutical industry. And I serve leaders who are responsible for those DEI programs to ensure that all of our great talent, whether it's talent attraction or talent retention, feel like they have a sense of belonging while they're at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what we're going to talk about today, I'm sharing my story, but also you have found your highest point of contribution, your pure potentiality where it just flows so effortlessly from you. And I'm so curious to hear your journey. I know a bit, but I do have some interesting questions I can't wait to share. Let me just look at my notes. So once again, why do we dive into this? It's because people reach out to me, and really what they want is to find or have more meaning in their lives. How can we find more meaning so we don't talk about a work-life balance, but we're really talking about creating or designing a life where it feels so effortless and so fulfilled, and then we pass on the wisdom. I believe that we don't talk about this so much, but I think it's a topic that more leaders get to be aware of. Can we say that? I think it's an important topic to be aware of. And what I know to be true is that I've done the journey myself. I've gone through it. I've been on that one site where you are right now. Dear listener, where you may feel stressed out, you're stressed out thin, you're not really hard, it's not really nothing is really lighting you up, and it's difficult to jump out of bed, frustrated, doesn't work, right? You don't really move your needle. Yeah, I know, probably you, that's what I hear saying a lot, but it's you are in your comfort zone. And that's where most people are. They are in their comfort zone. That's in the zone of excellence. You know exactly what it means, what you need to do, and what is required of you. But for you to really feel fulfilled, have the freedom, joy, and really feel that you contribute to this planet because you're obsessed with setting other people up for success, whatever that is, could be Shannon's DIB expertise or supply chain or writing books. I'm setting other leaders up for success so they can thrive in their environment. But in order to get there, you get to find what really puts your heart on fire. And Shannon has done that. You've done that, Shannon.
Yes.
Tell me a bit about your journey, or journey in terms of what made you pause, like really pause. I said, like, okay, now I'm ready for something else and something new and more exciting. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I have spent the last decade or more working in the diversity space when it comes to HR functions and talent acquisition. And through my career journey, I have really just discovered that when people really show up for work, they're connecting some sort of a purpose with a passion, that it comes together. And when you have that beautiful mix, it does become this obsession to get up every morning. Now, we're always going to have those Monday doldrums where we may not want to roll out of bed. But for the most part, you know, what gets me really excited to come to work is to essentially work on programs where all people feel that sense of psychological safety. They feel that sense of belonging. They feel treated with respect and treated equitably. And we know that, you know, in this world, especially in the United States, that's a really big issue. And, you know, when we talk about diversity, it's not just skin color. It's not just gender. There are so many aspects to diversity. And I am always so curious about people. I love to hear about your backgrounds and where you're from and where did you go to school. And, you know, everybody has a story to tell. And when you connect with people on such a personal and emotional level, you really start to understand what makes people tick and what makes them passionate about what they do. And so I've just kind of functioned from a place of curiosity. And when I get up in the morning to go to work, you know, I have primarily worked in life sciences, so biotech and pharmaceutical companies. I just believe in science. I believe in what we can do to help people heal. And I do believe that diversity programs in a way can be very healing. And so even though I'm not a scientist you know, not a doctor or a nurse, can get in there with needles and that sort of thing, this is some way to contribute to that journey. And, you know, when I think about wellness, I think about mind, body, soul, and spirit. I think about it from every aspect. And when people truly feel like they belong at work, magic happens. They're more innovative. They communicate. They are more productive and they want to stay. And so from a bottom line standpoint, that really does connect the bottom line for companies. Retention, you know, that's a big deal. You know, to replace somebody can be quite expensive. But when I look at all the different wonderful, beautiful things that people can bring to the table, especially scientists, I'm just so incredibly fascinated. And just coming from a diverse background myself, it doesn't look like maybe I'm diverse, but just as a woman and just the way I grew up, and then just having some family members that have some sort of neurodiversity, it's really important to me to make sure that there are opportunities out there for all people.
Thank you for sharing. And that's what you said. And that was one thing that really is like really hit home, and that is a diversity in DEIB is so broader, much more than gender and skill, color and belonging. And I think that is so, for me, so fascinating to have a conversation with you. I do believe there's people listening in either live or in recording, and they haven't yet found the highest point of contribution. Mm. Can you remember when you were unsure of your highest point of contribution and how it felt, but also what you were longing for? Can you take me back to that point?
Yeah, you know, I think that I've always had, you know, this drive for diversity programs. But of course, you and I having those conversations and really digging in, it was like, why is this so important to me? Why am I so obsessed about this space? Because it can be honestly quite thankless. It can be quite hard, very difficult, because essentially we are, you know, trying to change people's minds. There's a lot of psychology involved. But I have grown children. I have three grown children, and my youngest son, he's 20. And really within the last couple of years, you know, he has discovered that he is on the spectrum for autism, which makes so much sense now, because as he was growing up, kind of looking back, knowing now, I wish that I knew then, sort of a thing. But when I think about how incredibly cool he is, he's so smart and he's so bright, and the way we have conversations and the way he thinks about things blows my mind. It's mind-boggling to me, because I think it is so, so fantastic. But
can I just
also
take you back? So sure. When in terms of you, so when you were, now you're so set, now you know your highest point of contribution and you own it in your heart.
Yes.
But also remember when you were not quite sure,
yeah,
what to do, and you were like, so many people, I can do this and this and this, and they ask the network, what should I do? But if we do it like that, we give everyone else the control of our lives. But we know,
right,
deep down that doesn't make us happy. It's about choosing for ourselves.
Yeah.
So how did you feel before you discovered your true calling?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that I was getting maybe a little bit complacent. You know, it was a bit of, you know, getting up, showing up for work. It was still very exciting and worthwhile, but really, really honing in on the specifics of neurodiversity. It really just opened up a world for me, because it's so personal for me. And as I go in to companies, that's one of the driving forces, you know, of really wanting to create neurodivergent programs. Because there's nothing wrong if you're neurodivergent, nothing wrong at all. It's just that you think differently. And there's a whole spectrum of things that people have that typically they don't share. And for me, I want to understand what it is that was going to help you do your job better, or do your job differently, or help you to become more productive. And that's the part that really really connected for me as we were having our conversations, as you know, Camilla, understanding that that's it. Like, that is it, because I want to make sure that my son is set up for success in this life. And I know that there are other people who have very similar neurodivergent diagnoses, and they want to be able to be set up for success in this world. And they want to be respected and treated with equality, equitably, so on and so forth. And they can add so much. They add so much to really any company, but especially in life sciences.
Yeah. And thank you for sharing. And what I heard and want to pick up on is that the personal story.
Yeah.
The personal story, whatever that is for you, for me, those who are listening in, and those who are in our inner circle, we all have a story to tell. And when we find, because our heart knows that story, and when we allow ourselves, oh, my body's responding now, but when we allow ourselves with some help to discover that story. I think because there's so much noise, our mind is cluttered with everything else. But owning that story, that becomes or gets our driver to find our highest point of contribution.
Yes, absolutely. Because it becomes so personal.
And yeah, and then it becomes effortless.
Exactly. I don't even have to think about it. This is what I want to do. This is how I want to contribute to this world, is to ensure that I can educate, that I can influence, and that I can help companies, first of all, understand this type of diversity, how to create accommodations for individuals with this type of diversity, and how to embrace it. And to not look at it as something that's wrong or odd, but as something that is amazing, something that we really want to bring in. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let me just okay. Share with me a pivotal moment, that reflection, aha moment, the breakthrough when you discovered your true calling. You've always been in that field. I've always been in leadership. But my true calling, it's like such a niche in leadership, right? And right. So is yours. So share with us a pivotal moment where you just like, that's what I want to do. How did that feel? And you remember?
I do actually. I was part of a larger team. So there was an individual that she did not report directly to me, but was on just a broader team. And she was really struggling. You know, she was having some challenges and difficulties, and she felt safe enough to come to me, and we had a discussion, and it turns out that she had a diagnosis of ADHD. And so there was a lot of trying to focus on organizational type of challenges with that. And her manager didn't understand this about her and just thought, you know, she wasn't doing a very good job. And when I was able to get involved in part of that conversation to understand, well, wait a minute, she just thinks and functions differently. Then we were able to have some conversations, tweak just a couple of little minor things with her day, and things turned around. And she started to perform better, to be more productive. She felt respected and seen and heard. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I'm getting the goosebumps here, but it was just in that moment of, yes, yes. Sometimes all it takes is to be human and to have a conversation to understand what is really going on. And as leaders, we are here to help our employees to develop and to become stronger and to be better than even we are. And so to see the manager's eyes light up as in, oh, this is what's happening. And then for the employee to say, oh, I'm actually being taken seriously and I'm being heard. It was magic. And it really changed the course of things. And so of course, that was a big kind of aha moment for me at work. Like this was fantastic. But then also just thinking about other people who might feel misunderstood, you know, and how can we help them be better and more productive and feeling seen and heard? And we all want that. We all want to feel respected. So that was just such a moment for me. And that really kind of launched my passion and my obsession for creating these programs and ensuring that I was speaking with these managers to make sure that they knew how to handle anybody who may have some sort of a neurodiversity.
Oh, thank you for sharing. So what I hear, you were the bridge.
I was. Right? Well, yes.
You were bridging. And that's also for those who listen in. What are you doing right now? Where you can add so much wisdom. You have everything, your whole life, your career, right? Why is it that what in your career does your heart really light you up, really put your heart on fire? Right? Because your Shannon's, your field of expertise is broad, but when you really niche down on that, you found your zone of genius. That's really what feels so effortless. coming from a place of complacency, and like people say, actually very bored in my mm-hmm. role. I want more. I want to give more. I want to step into more greatness and really contribute. And that's what you do as well. Tell me, because so I've been through this journey myself, and so you get to every time, but still keep reminding yourself of why am I here? What is my bigger why? What I am obsessed with is to set other people up for success. I've been through this and all the tools, and I pass it on to you and all the past clients and the people in our community. But I also had my fears, like, what if? Could I do this? Can I make money? Can I make a living? Right? But we get to, oh, my body is responding now, because it's not you and me who have those fears. We all have fear. We just don't say it out loud. That is Absolutely. Our secrets, right? So, and I want to just share, I don't know, I think we have a few moments left, maybe just 1 minute or so on the fears that you had to learn to dance with, to tap into your purest potentiality. 1 minute.
Great question. One thing that I've discovered is that we all have insecurities, which helps me understand that I'm not odd for having fears or insecurities. But in the work that I do, it does require radical candor. It requires being very bold sometimes in the words that I say and even how I say it. And so there's a lot of anxiety around that. And I worry, what if somebody gets upset with me? What if somebody doesn't like what I have to say? But at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's about educating people, giving people another perspective, another way to think about things, and then allowing that individual to make his or her own decision as to what they want to do with it. And so it can be really scary. It can be very scary and very intimidating to speak, especially with C-level professionals. So, but we all feel that way.
Yeah, but thank you for addressing that. And just as we're coming to a close, this fear, the fear of actually stepping into our greatness, right? And owning that, the purest form of our contribution is like, when you come from that place, it's so effortless. You speak from the heart because you know that you know what you advocate for. And those who resonate with your message will be your customers or will be your clients. And those who don't, we can't be friends with everyone on this planet. And so be it. We can't impact everyone on this planet.
Exactly.
So, all right. As we're coming to a close, Shannon, first of all, thank you so much for joining me today. The minute has run so much faster than ever before. So, dear listener, if you are tuning in, then here's an invitation. We are running another inner circle event on Thursday, where we're going to talk about in more in details and how to find our highest point of contribution, because that's where you really live effortlessly with more freedom, more happiness, abundance. Right? Thank you so much for signing in today. I'm so grateful that you stayed till the end. Remember to join us on Thursday. I'll put the link in the show notes. I'll be happy to see you there. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is the very last episode in this series, but who knows? We may be back before long. Thank you so much for following me. Thank you for just cheering us on us. And if you want to have a conversation, you know how to find me, Camilla@calvertcoaching.com. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. And thanks, Shannon, for being with me here today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It was fun.
You have been listening to The Unlimited Mindset, how to have more success, time, freedom, and peace of mind. Tune in every first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com with your host, Camilla Kahlberg, as she helps you create a great life in an easier way. Learn the why, what, and how of conscious awareness and shift what no longer serves you. Camilla knows firsthand what results you can achieve when you commit yourself. Create your future today. For more information, visit KahlbergCoaching.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.